How did our founding fathers decide on our country's flag?
I don't know how.
They took a flagpole.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Verde, el cóndor pasa,
baile sala se acabó. Yo quiero que me entierren como a mis antepasados en una vasija de barro con leche. Por ahí anduvimos, por ahí anduvimos, por ahí anduvimos. Baños yendo de Cachurco, río negro, río verde y baños. Regreso a Pichincha, Melilea Salas acabó. Ambato, Panzaleo, Plata, Cuga, Chantilipo. Mi daddy de piloto, Aguasiu y un bicho a Maguaña, Juan Copulo. De octubre y 10 de agosto, cumpleaños de mi mami, guante, guante, regreso a Pichincha, guante, guante, con flauta y tambor, regreso a Pichincha, regreso a Pichincha, regreso a Pichincha, guante. Familia y amor, familia y amor, familia y amor.
That was local band Wagogo. Good morning. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I'm Katie Stone. Just so happy to be with you this morning. It's such a fine day. And I just love being here with all of you and all of our crew. And we ought to say a good morning to everyone. Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, let's hear about it. Let's start over here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Ava.
Hello. It's Elliot.
Hi. It's Emma.
And always great to have you all here in the studio. We're going to be doing a show today with friends from Washington Middle School. These kids are talking about patriotism. Do you really, anyone going to take a guess at what patriotism means?
Isn't it like the patriots were the rebels in the Revolutionary War?
Well, you know, patriotism is that too. But when we talk about patriotism, we're talking about a feeling we have of love for our country. Do you have that? You know, it's a free country, right?
Yeah.
And it's our country.
I have a love for the country.
Yes, you do.
But
I think people are having a hard time right now feeling the love necessarily for our nation because there's so many hard things happening, you know, there's a lot going on that makes it so it can feel funny, but you know,
controversial issues.
Yes. Like, can you name one?
Like climate change and like DACA. Mm.
Puerto Rico.
Say that again, Ava.
Weather change.
Yeah, the weather's changing. But, you know, that doesn't and it shouldn't change whether you love this country that we live in, because this is our home and this is our country. We own this country in that it is our responsibility to make this country the best place we can make it. Today, kids from Washington Middle School are going to do just that. They've been studying what patriotism means to them and what the flag means to them. Have you ever wondered when you recite the Pledge of Allegiance what all those words mean? And we're going to find out what those words mean from our friends at Washington Middle School. And lots more coming up on the show. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
Tierra yo he nacido, por herencia mi idioma es castellano. Los del norte dicen que soy latino, no me quieren decir americano. Soy el gaucho al galope por las pampas, soy charrúa, soy jíbaro, utumano. Soy chapín, esquimal, príncipe maya, soy guajiro, soy charro mexicano. Si el que nace en Europa es europeo, y el que nace en el África, africano. He nacido en América y no veo por qué yo no he de ser americano.
De América,
porque América es todo el continente. Y el que nace aquí es americano. El color podrá ser diferente,
América,
mas como hijos de Dios somos hermanos.
Soy desde Argentina, Colombia, Ecuador y Paraguay, Brasil, Chile y Costa Rica. Venezuela y Guatemala, México, Cuba y Bahamas, todos son americanos sin importar el color. De América, yo soy. De América, yo soy.
Buenos dias. You're here with the 8th grade Spanish language arts class at Washington Middle School. This is in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We're in a bilingual program, which means half of our classes are in English and the other half are in Spanish. In the class, we have been learning about what's happening in the United States.
We've been studying the meaning of the vocabulary in the Pledge of Allegiance, DACA, reading articles, and watching videos about these topics. Ultimately, we've been trying to define and understand the perspectives of others as well as our own about what is patriotism and who is patriotic.
In Ms. Hawk's Spanish language arts class, we've been learning about the real meaning of the words in the Pledge of Allegiance. We've been reciting the pledge since we were little, so we think it's important because we should understand what we're pledging allegiance to.
The meaning of the words pledge is when you promise something, and allegiance means when you're being loyal.
The meaning of republic is democracy. The word nation means country. Indivisible means we will always stay united together. Liberty means that we're all independent and free.
At last, justice means that we have rights and are equal despite our race, religion, color, creed, and sexual orientation. After studying the meaning of these words, we can begin to image why most people recite it, yet also why others choose to protest the Pledge of Allegiance.
In our class, we watched multiple enriching videos of people's opinions about patriotism.
As many of you know, Colin Kaepernick is a professional football player for the 49ers. He was getting ready to play, but when the national anthem began, he decided to kneel because he believed that all the racism towards black people was wrong and that he would kneel to protest these unfortunate truths, in particular the murder of multiple innocent black men by police officers. We observed a graph of police shootings and learned that Over 90% of officers were never ever charged with a wrongdoing, never have to go to trial. There is no justice for the innocent victims, according to Kaepernick.
While we were studying the pledge, news of DACA.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
We've been denied to recipients and potential applicants was being discussed in our country, so we decided to look at DACA and its relationship to patriotism and the pledge. You have probably heard of DACA in the news. Let's review what DACA stands for and what it is. First of all, it stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It is a permission from the federal government to allow immigrants who do not have legal documentation, temporary papers, to stay in the United States. If they meet certain requirements, the recipients have to have been brought to the United States before the age of 16. They must be students, have graduated from high school, or have a GED, or be in the military.
There seems to be two distinct reactions to the elimination of DACA on behalf of people who are passionate about its legality. We noticed that many people aren't doing the pledge because of the elimination of DACA by Donald Trump, because it insults many undocumented immigrants by basically saying they aren't welcome. For this reason, many people rant against the pledge and they state their opinions about not being free or having justice. This may seem to be insulting to many U.S. citizens, but those who are refusing to participate in the national anthem or pledge feel as though the only country many of them know is denying their place in it.
On the other hand, others are protesting the elimination of DACA by actually participating in the pledge and carrying the flag. This stance says to the American people that undocumented immigrants, especially those who are here brought as children, are Americans too. The only pledge that most DACA applicants and recipients know is the one to the USA, and so they believe the liberty and justice should be granted to all. The idea of sending undocumented immigrants to Mexico or wherever their country of origin may be is a place many of them do not know and a place where many do not speak the language of their native countries. For this reason, many say the pledge.
Our opinion about DACA is that we don't think that the federal government should remove this earned privilege for undocumented immigrants to obtain temporary legal status. We see that DACA benefits the government recipients, renew it, and it's not free, but mostly temporary. It's giving a future to undocumented immigrants.
We read an article entitled Diversidad Estadounidenses Dividida Sobre la Bandera Himno by Tú Decides. It states how people are being split apart because of the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem. One example of these current events that occurred was a group in Dakota with the Native Americans.
In the middle of 2016, the Native Americans were protesting against the pipelines that were threatening their lives and their waters. The way the Native Americans were protesting is by hanging the flag upside down. LULAC, a group of Latinos, on the other hand, agree that people should recite the Pledge of Allegiance because they are trying to prove that Latinos do belong in America.
In conclusion, these different perspectives show you why or why not we should all show respect to the flag of America.
A person that's patriotic loves his or her country or adopted country. Overall, they want the best for their country and try their hardest to make it better. In this country, there are a lot of people who debate whether or not someone is patriotic.
But after my class studied the pledge and patriotism, my partners and I came to a conclusion that even though some people stand or protest against the pledge of allegiance, that doesn't mean they are not patriotic. Instead, it simply means that they do it to make their country a better place. For example, Colin Kaepernick, he didn't want to stand for the national anthem to protest against police brutality. We consider him to be patriotic because he doesn't want his nation to suffer with racism.
If you saw someone that does not stand for the flag or for the national anthem, what would you do?
In conclusion, America is woven of a multitude of cultures and languages. Some people may not stand for the national anthem, and some may not recite the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe that people should know this information because some people are not aware of what is going on. We hope that the listeners take a stand for a cause to make our country better and that people have a new perspective of patriotism.
Esta es tu tierra, esta es mi tierra, desde California hasta Nueva York, desde las montañas a todos los mares, esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Empiezo el viaje en este camino, dejo atrás los cerros bajo un cielo azul, montes y llanos rodean mis pasos, esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Sigo caminando y no me detengo por la blanca
say it's hopeless. Money rules the world. It rules with an iron hand, and we're helpless in its hold. People say you're crazy. You can't break that wall. It's too old, too big, too strong, never gonna fall. I say, think of the Iron Curtain. Remember Berlin. Remember apartheid. Look at the state they're in. 'Cause there's no wall too tall. No wall too tall to fall. No wall. No wall too tall. Money vendors crowd the temple. Survival crowds the heart. It seems there's no other way that you're doomed before you start. But we know a greater power in the hearts of the young and the old. Love for all the children, the compassion in our world. I say no wall too tall. No wall too tall to fall. No wall. No wall too tall. Sound the call, blow the bugle. Walls come tumbling down. In the face of the power of love, the rules start spinning round. 'Cause there's no wall too tall. No wall too tall to fall. No wall. No wall too tall. No wall too tall. No wall too tall to fall. No wall, no wall too tall.
Sing a song of freedom, sing a song of peace. Maybe we can soothe the savage beast. Sing a song of justice, sing a song of love. Sing a song of the strength that grows within, helps us on our feet again.
Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM.org, live and local from your universe of New Mexico.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Before the break, we ended that set with Peter Lenton from his Proud Like a Mountain CD, Sing a Song of Freedom. Rafi gave us No Wall Too Tall. It was originally written about the Berlin Wall, but it certainly applies today. Sonia de los Santos did the Spanish language version of This Land is Your Land. And you heard about patriotism, DACA, recent flag protests, and their impact on eighth graders in Mrs. Hawk's Spanish language arts class at Washington Middle School. And their piece inspired me to do quite a bit more research about the pledge. And in my research, I learned some things I never knew before. The Pledge of Allegiance has changed quite a bit since it was first written. I wanted to learn more, and I thought you would too. Coming off of the Public Radio Exchange, take a listen.
This is John A. Messmer Jr. speaking, author of The Golden Lions, The Battle of the Bulge, and other novels within the Tate Publishing Bookstore and on www.amazon.com. I'd like today to read you the Pledge of Allegiance. Changes have occurred over time. The original version will be read first. It was written in 1892 for the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America. I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The current version is, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. These changes occurred for various reasons. In 1923, for example, of the United States was added after the flag to be more specific for the foreign immigrants. And in 1942, people were concerned that the salute which was in the law was similar to what Nazi Germany was using for the military. So they changed it to have your right hand placed over your heart instead of having your arm extended. Then later in the 50s, under God was added when President Eisenhower urged Congress to change it in 1954. Thank you for listening to your informative public radio station.
I led the pigeons to the flag of the untied states of America and to the republic for Richard's tan, one nation, underground, invisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Share your wealth, run your life.
paycheck. Son of a gun, better change your act. We're all confused. What's to lose? You can call this song the United States Blues.
Wave that flag, wave it wide.
U.S. Blues by the Grateful Dead. Before that, My Flag is from Yosi's Under a Bright Yellow Umbrella. And I Led the Pigeons to the Flag is from Keith Munslow, the great storyteller. A little excerpt from his story, No Token, No Milk. The migrating birds are returning to the valley, making it a great time of year to ride bikes or hike along the Rio Grande. And while you're there, walk on over to the Open Space Visitor Center. This afternoon is the Cosmic Carnival at the center, put on by the Albuquerque Astronomical Society. Have you ever looked at the sun through a telescope? They have at least three set up there, looking at our nearest star. You can see it. Solar flares and sunspots, plus the Explora and the Natural History Museum and so many others will be there today. Last year, we saw Carrie Jones from the National Weather Service doing meteorological tricks. It's all happening today at the Cosmic Carnival from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Open Space Visitor Center, 6500 Coors Northwest. Call 897-8831. And we thought maybe we'd just play a little of this. This is Bob McGrath.
Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, hiding behind a tree. These little children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. These little children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on, please shine down on, please shine down on me.
In a race to the star, next stop is Mars.
Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got his heart a-thumping? Oh, Mr. Spaceman, my kid, he wants to be a spaceman too. My boy, oh, Mr. Spaceman, Mars is the new norm, but it's gonna be terrible until it's terraformed. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I heard Venus ain't half bad. Sure, we'd have to float 30 miles high so the atmospheric pressure wouldn't crush us. Then there's the sulfuric acid rain and the complete absence of molecular oxygen. Bit closer to home, though, isn't it? 25 million miles? That's nothing. It's half the distance to Mars. That giant Jupiter's got more moons than it needs. Callisto, Europa, Io, and Ganymede, like 65 other ones. How come they don't all collide? I'd ask Carl Sagan if I could. He was my best friend's grandmother's cousin by marriage. We can't live on a gas giant anyway. I know that. Everyone does. Especially one that's 400 million miles away. Hey, how about Mercury? Its axis has no tilt.
I understand it's not too hot in the polar regions.
What?
57 million miles away? That's further than Mars. Forget it. Cross it off the list. My kid talks about spaceman. From dawn to dusk, I say get off my case, man. Go talk to Elon Musk. He's Mr. Spaceman. Just click the careers link on the SpaceX site. You could be an intern there. One small step for a boy, one giant leap for a boy's mind. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, my boy wants to be a spaceman too. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Stick around down here, son, we can yodel together. Listen to Jimmy Rogers and stuff. I'd be pretty broken up if you left for the red planet. My mom, your meemaw, she was upset enough when I left for California. And you should have seen her mom, my nana, when Uncle Bruce left for Japan. Oh, she nearly lost her marbles. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, he hates his car seat so. When we go anywhere, he doesn't wanna go. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, 50 million miles is a bit too far. Okay, boy, you know how we drive upstate to Charlevoix every summer? That's 250 miles. Takes about 4 hours, right?
Yeah, Daddy.
So 500 miles, 8 hours, round trip without stops, right? You following me?
Yeah, I'm following.
Going to Mars would be like going back and forth to Charlevoix 100,000 times. That's one round trip every day for about 275 years. All right, I know the spaceship goes a little faster than my car. But even so, unless they got some sort of cryogenic freeze available, I can't imagine you sitting there for that long. And even if they did have cryogenic suspension, I'm not sure that would appeal to you either. We have enough trouble with you at bedtime now. Just imagine you. You and the commander. Commander saying, okay, time to go into cryogenic freeze. And you, I don't want to go to hypersleep. Right? Well, he might not be as lenient as mommy and me. You never know.
You're my little telescope, always staring into space. You're my little wall clock, always got your hands on your face. Your eyes are like donuts, big and warm and glazed. You're my little space cadet, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, daydreamer, what's your dream? I can tell that your mind is a movie screen. What's the scene on that invisible TV? I walk by, say hi, you don't even see me. Easy, I ain't mad at your daydreaming, not furious. I'm curious, the main reason I'm asking is I want to know what you imagine. What sort of super genius thoughts are you having? What's the gas revving your brain's engine? Maybe conventions have your attention. What are you creating, making in your magic imagination? From the attic to the basement, your house is full of real cool characters. I know, me too, I'm right there with ya. Let's compare notes and combine stories. Go ahead, space cadet, open your mind for me.
You're my little telescope, always staring into space. You're my little wall clock, always got your hands on your face. Your eyes are like donuts, big and warm and glazed. You're my little space cadet, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's always hard to miss the shooting star, shoot farther. How do you be when you wear a suit of armor? Singing in the bath, and is it still cold? Skinny nipping if you're fat. If I was a sky rider, I'd sign my name on a sunset, then put a picture of it in a frame. But if I was a scuba diver, I'd hide and jump out and scare submarines that ride by. Like, a ghost made of fog, and do you only dream black and white if you're a dog? 'Tis a tree saw sleepwalk without movement. And if robots talk, do fans do the sound human? Do fish burp? Can they whisper? If a star whispers into, is that a sister? If I ran a race backwards and took last place, did I win? Why are you looking at me that way?
'Cause how you keep on asking all these questions every day reminds me of a joke book with all the porch launch trigonometry.
our way.
That's not funny. You're my little telescope, always staring into space. You're my little wall clock, always got your hands on your face. Your eyes are like donuts, big and warm and glazed. You're my little space cadet, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
How does a dung beetle stay clean? And can nocturnal animals daydream?
I don't know, but I bet that they never have nightmares. Are albinos born old because they have white hair?
And how can you ever be wrong if you're right there? And if a lion attacked a cheetah, would he fight fair?
Are there eight more lives when a tiger dies? Are spiders' eyes blinded by fireflies?
Could a flying squirrel cross the Grand Canyon? And do you think they only have crash landings?
Do trees miss their leaves when they leave? And if turtles have turtlenecks, are their arms long sleeves?
If planets orbit, stars turn?
If dragons breathe fire, do they get heartburn?
If I cheat on an eye test, is that wrong? And where do babies come from?
Ask Mom.
You're my little telescope, always staring into space. You're my little wall clock, always got your hands on your face. Your eyes are like donuts, big and warm and glazed. You're my little space cadet, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Sing about the sun, there's only one. Sing about the sun and have some fun. Sing about the moon, you can really croon. Sing about the moon, it's my favorite tune. Sing about bugs, beautiful bugs. Sing about the bees, if you please. Sing about the stars up in the sky. They make me so happy that I start to cry. Oh, sing about, sing about, sing about, sing about anything. Yeah, sing about, sing about, sing about, sing about. Yeah. Ooh. I sing about love all day long. Yeah, with love you can't go wrong. I sing about the days and all of the nights. As long as you sing, you will never fight. If you've got troubles, then you ought to sing. A little relief it's gonna bring. We'll sing it up high and send it out. Sing a little whisper, sing a shout. Oh, sing about, sing about, sing about, sing about everything. Yeah, sing about, sing about, sing about, sing about. La 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 la. Ooh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-wee-oh-w
la la la. Yeah, wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
Why don't you join the group? It's better than being a party poop. Obligato, pizzicato, guy Lombardo. It's the craziest when you noodle with a doodling song. 2, 3, 4. Like it so much, I'll doodle some more. Little softer, very como. Even softer, pianissimo. Say you love me. The doodling song, B, C, D. Ooh, what you doodly do to me? Say you love me, really love me. Say you love me true. Say you love me, please believe me. When you do, that makes two who go together. That you boodle like the apples in a
Buddha, like the apples in the strudel do. Then we noodle with a doodle and song all through. Thank you.
Mama, mama.
The Albuquerque Baha'i community is hosting Light of Unity Festival in Albuquerque today as part of a worldwide celebration for the oneness of humanity. The festival is at Tigway Park near Old Town from 3 to 7 p.m. There are no tickets needed and everyone is welcome to attend. Call Lori Kerr for more information, 505-249-8280. Bring your baby to the community baby shower at Central and Unser Library today from 1 to 3 p.m. Get connected with programs specifically for new families, as well as meet other parents and babies. Refreshments, giveaways, and more are provided all ages, and every library is always open to everyone. ABClibrary.org has all the info on this and the many other library events across town today. And for parents of Santa Fe babies, it's Books and Babies. Today at Santa Fe Public Library's main branch, babies can enjoy books, songs, and finger games from the comfort of your lap. This is a weekly program sponsored by the Friends of the Santa Fe Public Library. Every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., Santa Fe's main branch library is at 145 Washington. Call in the 505-955-6837 or go to santafelibrary.org for more information. William Tell is the guy who was famed for shooting an apple off of his son's head. Crazy. But he also overthrew a tyrannical government. Did you know that? See the Rossini Opera opening tomorrow, Sunday, with a 2 p.m. show at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. This is an all-ages opera put on by Opera Southwest. Get more information and tickets at 243-0951. And tonight at Expo New Mexico and through the next few weeks, see the New Mexico Chinese Lantern Festival. Huge light-up displays and Chinese dancing, food, and more. It's 5 to 9 p.m. tonight. Get tickets and more information at abqchineselanternfest.com.
It's time for the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Kids in the club get a birthday greeting on the air and a birthday gift in the mail.
Happy birthday to you if today is your birthday.
In Sandia Park today, Violet Wojcik is turning 9 years old. Happy birthday, Violet.
In Santa Fe, Nessa Yanda Norris is turning 9 years old on Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Nessa. And Igby Adams from Los Lunas, New Mexico, is turning 9 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Igby.
Listening online from Gardenia, California, Moya Jade Farina is turning 12 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Moya.
These KUNM Kids Birthday Club members can watch their mailboxes for a gift from us.
Joining the birthday club is easy. As simple as sending us an email with your name, birthdate, and postal mailing address. We never share your information with anyone, and you'll stay in the club until you're 13 years old.
Join by emailing kunmkids@kunm.org.
You can also tell us what you think of the show. Visit us at Children's Hour Radio on Facebook and KUNM Kids on Twitter.
This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM going on out. And coming up next is going to be Folk Roots. That will be followed at noon by Women's Focus. Find out everything you need to know about KUNM, our schedule, our playlists, our podcasts, and so much more at KUNM.org. The Children's Hour is produced by me, Katie Stone, with the help of a whole lot of people, including my kids' crew. And we are broadcasting live every Saturday from the University of New Mexico's Oñate Hall. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Children's Hour.
People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies.
succeed anyway. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Do good anyway.
Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable.
Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shut down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight.